No, it seems that she still sees what she thought he was before death. Rabboni. Mary, whom do you seek? A teacher who speaks good words? That is not enough. She has a ways to go, and as she moves according to his commission, her understanding of him begins to change. Mary Magdalene went and said to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. Mary moves and opens up more fully to who Jesus is, but the recognition and corresponding proclamation are not yet complete. Mary's part is the first of a longer episode, and the answer to the question, whom do you seek, does not receive a full response until the end. Mary goes to the 11, and we go with her, ultimately making our way to the last one of them whom Jesus encounters in his glorified flesh. Thomas is not there when the Lord appears to them later the same day. He will not believe until he sees, until he feels, until he himself is encountered by the Lord in the flesh. And 8 days later, the Lord does come to him. We like to think of Thomas as the doubter, and it is easy to disparage him a little for his apparent lack of belief. But when we follow that light red thread from the beginning to the end of the gospel, we see that rather than just a latecomer or a final holdout to believe in the resurrection, Thomas is actually the one who responds in full to the first and continual question of the Gospel of John. What do you seek? What do you seek? The first two followers said, Rabbi, which means teacher. Whom do you seek? The soldiers in the garden said, Jesus of Nazareth. Whom do you seek? Mary, at first looking for a corpse, eventually says, Rabboni, which means teacher. But Thomas says, My Lord and my God. Thomas is the one to confess in full who Jesus is and to match that recognition with the deepest desire of his own heart, revealed to him through the encounter with Jesus in his glory. Old expectations have died and a new mission has begun. That death and resurrection was hidden in a question of a man who handed himself over. The first act of handing over came at the very beginning when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, so we could behold him. He asked those first two followers what they are seeking, or rather, how they will receive him. He asked the soldiers in the garden. He asked Mary outside the tomb. The Word who was in the beginning and who came into the world to save the world humbles himself before our response. He is the question. Whom do you seek? Let us pray. Jesus, teach me how to respond to you, my Lord and my God. Amen.